explain to everybody what the Henry Morris Trust actually is.
So, the Henry Morris Trust, it offers an opportunity, which we were very fortunate to take, and they try to inspire you to create a project which you can work towards in addition to your studies. Even, it doesn't have to be directly related, but it's just an opportunity to kind of dedicate yourself to something and to try harder. So in our case, we decided to apply for a grant for some money for some podcast equipment. We thought, after being inspired to create this podcast, that why not give it our best shot? And that's, I think that's fundamentally why the Henry Morris Trust is so important. It really inspires kind of to go after what you want to achieve. You can go abroad, you can really go, you can really achieve what you'd want to achieve with it. Anything else anyone wants to add to that?
I think one of the main things that I would say was, although, like, obviously anyone can start, like, do their own project or start their own podcast or do something like that, that, like, in that sense, there are opportunities for everyone, but they're very limited to, like, time, money, everything like that. And something that the Henry Morris Trust has given us is an, like, a platform to almost, like, kind of spring off, because it's all very well in saying that, oh yeah, like, we'll start our own podcast, but if you don't have the resources, if you don't have the equipment, if you don't have a motivation to do it, what's, like, there's not really much point in just saying that. And I think, like, working with the Henry Morris Trust and going to the interview and, like, applying, writing our, like, proposal forms, everything like that, has made us invest more time and, like, more of ourselves in this project, and has really, like, acted as a motivating factor for us.
I would agree. So you mentioned the interview process. I think just to quickly outline what we had to do is, so we got told about this opportunity through our school, and we, at that time, we really wanted to expand our podcast, have new guest speakers on and stuff, and we were really struggling because we were just doing it on our phone. So we thought this would be a perfect opportunity to try and apply for some money to get some proper recording equipment. So we all had to fill out a form, and we had to slightly just outline what we had to do and everything, like what we did, and send links to our podcasts and such. At that stage, we then got an interview, and we had to go to the interview and answer questions about what we would do with the money we received and where we aim to take it in the future and stuff, and talk a little bit about the Henry Morris Trust and why it was applicable to what we want to do. At which point we did the interview, and I think we had to wait a few weeks before we heard back, and we got granted £100 each for some recording equipment, and from there we're here.
And I think in that sense, like, although the money in itself is so, like, obviously so valuable, and so we're so lucky to have received that, it's everything that, like, everything else that comes with the money that we've been given, all of the other opportunities that we've managed to access through taking this a bit more seriously, through, like, being given the opportunities that the Henry Morris Trust has given us, which I think is, like, we're so fortunate to have been given that opportunity, and a lot of young people aren't given that opportunity or aren't aware of the opportunities that are there for them.
Yeah, and I think actually, in addition to kind of what we're saying about the kind of application process, it really encourages you to have strength in what you're believing in, like, what kind of, because going into it, though, obviously at times you're going, oh, are they going to go for this, are they going to want to grant us money, is there any point? But actually, through going through all the steps, you go, actually, no, if I believe in this, why would no one else? And I think that's been a key kind of motivating factor, because especially with something like the podcast, where, especially in our interview, I think the common question was, so why do you record it? Why don't you have that conversation? We're like, but we just want to do it. Why shouldn't we? And it really kind of, having to represent your ideas and represent your, like, motivations really kind of consolidates why you're doing it. And I think that's been really valuable to us and kind of helped us to continue in spite of having exams, workload and all of that, which is something that at so many points we could have said, no, this is not worth it anymore.
I would agree. And I also think that for us in particular, we're coming up to, well, we have made our university choices. And at the university process, you have to start applying for grants and benefits and stuff.
And interviews in some cases. And interviews and
et cetera, et cetera. And actually, for the first time for me, it was the first time that you, like, realised, oh, I can actually get money from other people and make a difference and stuff. And kind of, like, yes, on a much smaller scale to university, but it can be so overwhelming looking at it as 9.5 grand for, a year for 3 or 4 years. For living and stuff. And actually seeing how, on a smaller scale, this actually has made quite a bit of difference and filled me with confidence and stuff that this works, and the money you, apply for and stuff is a long-term investment. It does actually
make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. So I think in that sense it was really good for, the general life skills as well.
I think coming back to what you're saying about, preparing yourself and stuff like that, the process has really helped. It's kind of a combination of all of the factors, I guess, but the process has really helped not only us have confidence in the podcast, but confidence within ourselves as well, I think. If you're being able to put forward your ideas and almost, they could have turned around and said, no, this is rubbish. We don't want to give you the money for that. But if you're prepared to put forward your ideas and you're prepared to have confidence within them and yourself, and then you're rewarded for that, that's so, fulfilling. And that's, again, what has driven us to carry on the podcast and, try and make more of a difference with it, which I think was the main aim of us even starting it, was to voice things that don't normally get voiced by people our generation and provide a space to talk about it and discuss.
Especially when today there's so much social media and there's kind of the importance of keeping a facade and keeping that kind of strong, confident, or not all times, but kind of having a certain kind of portrayal of yourself online. And actually we've kind of gone, you know what, we put the recorder on, we talk, there's nothing's edited out.
You can't
nothing
even
is,
see our faces.
Nothing's scripted, yeah. Nothing. And the good, I know obviously it's anonymous, so you can't obviously look at us and know who said what, but actually I think it's important to say the kind of, to inspire those ideas, to go, if I think something, that is still valid. And yeah, I think it's really been kind of good to do the Henry Morris test, because it's made us realise that if we have this confidence ourselves, what effect can we have on other people?
Yeah, and so many people, I've had friends come up to me and say, I've listened to X, Y, Z of our podcasts, and actually it really helped me through this point in my life, or I was trying to figure something else out and it really helped me with this. And now we have an international audience.
Yeah.
We have people in Sweden that listen, we have people in America, we have people in Australia, we have people in Italy.
And that's the thing, it still is quite small, but we wouldn't have been able to make it bigger without not only the obviously the money that the Henry Morris Trust has given us, but I think the everything else that has come with it is as valuable, if not more valuable. The fact that it's inspired us, the fact that it's given us confidence, I think
it's going to keep us going.
Yeah, exactly. It gives us and the podcast more of a purpose, and I think that's something that is invaluable, to be honest, with a project such as this.
I agree, and especially as bringing on that, talking about that drive and stuff, unfortunately we did have someone who was no longer able to do it. And we've got the lovely Charlotte instead, who we are more than happy to have on. But I think that did give us a drive, because when Sophie was unable to continue with it, we could have ended up in kind of a rut.
Or just said, oh, let's just stop them. But we kind of thought, no, we've made a commitment to not only ourselves, but also other people and our listeners by doing this. So we need to continue it for as long as we physically can.
Exactly. And I think that is a huge benefit as well. So
is there any other points, do you think?
I think that's probably a really nice place to end, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'd just like to say thank you to the Henry Morris Trust.
And that's one of the, this podcast, this specific podcast is especially dedicated to them, because without them and the work that they've done with us and the opportunities that they've given us, we probably wouldn't be carrying it on, because yeah. there would have been so many points where we could have stopped, and that exams have gotten in the way, or people have been like not able to do it 1 week, and we could have just said, oh, this is getting too much hassle, why are we carrying on?
And I think to add on to that, if you look at it, one opportunity and how much of an impact it's had on all of us.
Yeah.
Like, it's yeah. really shown us so much about ourselves, about how we should kind of dedicate ourselves to things. Like, what, we're all 17 turning 18. Like, you think by now we'd know things, we'd know about ourselves, but this has shown us so much. So I think we have a lot of gratitude to the Henry 100%. Morris Trust. And I think we're very proud that we're a part of that, and we obviously hope that in the next few years, people that we know, people who are younger, actually take these opportunities. And wherever you are, if there's opportunities, I think through listening to this, hopefully this can even just give you that kind of bit of incentive to go,
don't be afraid to say no.
Just do it. Let's go Nike.
If Nike do want to sponsor us, I'd love that. This is not a sponsored podcast.